dedicated to the man who raised me. The greatest man I've ever known in my entire life. I love you. I miss you. And I always represent you. Samuel Marcus Phillips Jr. is who I'm named after. He taught me everything I know with the same passion. Born in 1923 in Davisburg, wrote through everything he did. He made it thorough, he was raised in the Great Depression. And through everyone he met, he made an impression. He dropped out of school in the fourth grade to support his mother, sister, and brother and make pay. He was the hardest working man that I ever met. If you had the chance to know him, he gained your respect. He was honest, loving, and caring. Kind-hearted and strong and never afraid of sharing. At 19, he joined up with the Navy. World War II, you might have thought that he was crazy. On the USS Thomas Jefferson, with the best of men who ever lived, he sailed on the ship. Silver star awarded to the warrior that comes back. For every dollar he earned, he sent it to his mother. It's all about family if you haven't discovered. Home from the war, he had his eye on his girl, whom he would marry and become the rock of his world. Together they would have three children, and the foundation of my family he began building. A jack of all trades, he was really an artist. A carpenter, a painter, an owner of Phillips Market. For years he worked for Mason McKnight through days and the nights. He gave us the light, I praise him for life, for raising us right. He built a house with his own hands, laid every brick, and drew up his own plans. What more could you ever ask of a man? The greatest to ever live, the master is grand. He did everything we asked, everything he could, all the energy he grasped. You can break the body, but you can't break the spirit. For 41 days, he fought to the limit, till he took his last breath and transcended to heaven. I'll meet you again, my friend. Thank you for the lessons.